With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March, in a sign that the job market may be cooling but remains sturdy. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Anthony tells the Salem Radio Network the Fed should not be so reliant on the jobs figures when considering rate hikes.
This data has proven to be so unreliable, it's actually disturbing that the Fed is using it and is looking at it so closely to try to determine when to cut rates.
Wall Street did not like the results today. The Dow was down over 410 points, with the S&P dropping nearly 1.7%. Israeli forces appear to have withdrawn from the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's more than week-long military operation has left dozens dead and a trail of destruction. Overnight, Israeli armored personnel carriers were seen leaving the camp for a checkpoint set up on one of the main roads. An AP reporter inside the camp saw no evidence of any remaining troops there as dawn broke early Friday morning. Israel's military had no immediate comment. It's not clear whether the apparent withdrawal is only temporary to regroup forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court hearing this morning in Winder, Georgia, for the 14-year-old boy alleged to have killed 14 people at his high school. Barrow County Superior Court Judge Curry Mingledorf II addressed Georgia high school shooting suspect Colt Gray at his initial court appearance.
All right, good morning, sir. Are you Mr. Colt Gray?
Sir.
My name's Curry Mingledorf. I'm assigned to preside over this morning's proceedings.
The accused will remain in custody along with his father, who is charged with second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. This is SRN News. Guess who's most likely to shun religion?
You probably won't be surprised to hear that it's young people. A new survey released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 27% of Americans are either atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. And amongst that group, people ages 18 to 29 make up the largest share. From there, the percentage of people who are unaffiliated declines steadily with age. The older you are, the less likely you are to have no religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many Iraqi women fear the country's parliament will open the door to child marriages as lawmakers consider legal changes that would give religious authorities more power over family law. The push for the changes comes mainly from powerful Shiite Muslim political factions that have increasingly campaigned against what they describe as the West imposing its cultural norms on Muslim-majority Iraq. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Another rout hit Wall Street, leaving the market with its worst week in 18 months. After a jobs report billed as the most important of the year, came in weak enough to keep worries high about the economy. The S&P 500 fell 1.7%. Broadcom, NVIDIA, and other tech companies led the market lower as worries continue that prices soared too high in the boom around artificial intelligence. That dragged the NASDAQ composite down 2.6%. Treasury yields tumbled, recovered, and then fell again. The Dow was down 410 points today, closing at 40,345. The NASDAQ lost 436 to 16,690. The S&P 500 dropped 95 points to 5408. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.